Time now for a look at local news on WBKV. Dodge County authorities are looking for the man who robbed the BP gas station in the 1100 block of Madison Street in the town of Beaver Dam yesterday morning. The man entered the store just after 8 o'clock yesterday morning, displayed a weapon, and stole an undisclosed amount of cash. He fled on foot. Suspect is described as 6 foot tall, between 180 and 200 pounds. He was wearing dark clothing and a face mask. We've posted some surveillance video on the WBKV Morning Show Facebook page. The owners of the gas station are offering a reward for information that leads to a conviction. Contact the Dodge County Sheriff's Department with information. The West Bend Business Improvement District Board will hold a special meeting tomorrow morning to discuss the future of the existing pedestrian bridge downtown. That bridge is scheduled to be torn down as part of a downtown improvement project, but a group wants to look at keeping it and fixing it up. That meeting is set for 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at City Hall in West Bend and is open to the public. Unless a plea agreement's been reached, a 46-year-old Milwaukee man is headed for trial in Washington County Court on 2 counts of repeated sexual assault of the same child. Trial is set to start January 19th for Chris A. Hansen. Hansen is accused of sexually assaulting a boy in Germantown starting back in 2001 when the boy was 7 or 8 years old. The alleged assaults continued on a regular basis until 2009 and allegedly took place in a number of locations. The boy told his parents of the alleged activity in 2014, and the father reported the contact to authorities. Hansen was arrested in October of last year and has been free on a cash bond. He's due in court for a jury status hearing this afternoon. He faces a sentence of up to 100 years in prison if convicted on both counts. West Bend Mutual Insurance is donating $600,000 to build a new amphitheater at Washington County Fair Park. The county board accepted the donation yesterday. Construction of the Silver Lining Amphitheater is expected to start next spring and be completed by fair time. The stage will be larger and covered. New venue will seat 1,500 people. More details about the project scheduled to be unveiled this afternoon. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.